Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Kelsey Harkness, who is a senior writer, producer, and reporter for the DailySignal.com of the Heritage Foundation. She's also involved with something called Bright. And Kelsey, before we get into the meaty subject at hand, which is all about one of these bakers trying to be forced against his conscience to bake a wedding for a same-sex marriage, even though or same-sex wedding, even though he doesn't agree with same-sex marriage. And in fact, his case is going all the way to the Supreme Court. But before we get into that, tell us about the Bright Daily Morning News outlet that you write for and send out emails to.
Well, hi, Jerry. Thank you for having me on the show.
Sure.
Yes, in addition to my work with the Daily Signal, I am an editor for Bright, a daily morning newsletter for women by women. We report on everything pop culture and politics. I think it's a really fun product that any of your female or male listeners might enjoy subscribing. They can sign up at getbrightemail.com.
And I assume this would be from a conservative perspective.
Yes, you can sort of think of it as the conservative version of the Skim, if you're familiar with that product.
All right, very interesting. Okay, Jack Phillips is going to have his day in court, and it's going to be before the United States Supreme Court. Let's set this all up. He's from Colorado. Why don't you tell us the Jack Phillips story, and then we'll talk about the Holocaust angle.
Yes, so Jack Phillips is the owner of Masterpiece Cake Shop in Lakewood, Colorado, just outside of Denver. And he found himself facing a lawsuit from a gay couple after they walked into his bakery, had a very short exchange, asked for a cake for their same-sex wedding celebration. And Jack is a Christian. You know, his bakery is actually a Masterpiece, references a verse in the Bible. He's very, very religious and could not in good conscience make a cake for the same-sex wedding. So they had this very short interaction. The couple was very upset that they were not able to get their cake from him, and they sued. And Jack's case has been working its way through the courts for some time. He has lost most of the way, but he actually now has the opportunity to have the Supreme Court hear his case this coming year. So it's going to be a big year for the Supreme Court. I think we all knew this type of issue between same-sex marriage and religious liberty was going to have to be decided by the Supreme Court, and his case is the one that they ended up taking.
Okay, what if somebody says, okay, the Supreme Court's already decided on this. They gave us the Obergefell decision in June 2015, where they had the hubris, from my perspective, to try and say, hey, we human beings, five of us on this court, are going to redefine marriage, which, of course, I believe is a God-given institution, and it's only God who can define and redefine marriage if he chose, and he has not chosen. He has made us male and female. But anyway, Obergefell, in some ways, could be viewed as having already settled the issue. I suppose one could argue that. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that when the justices were making their decision in Obergefell, they actually addressed the fact that this is likely going to be an issue, and they did not at the time present an answer on it, and which is why we've seen these cases fall. You know, a lot of bakers and florists, we've heard about them losing their cases in local and state courts, but in states that don't have specific protections called anti-discrimination laws, which proactively make LGBT people a protected class, judges have ruled the other way. So there definitely is this conflict that, you know, Obergefell did not issue an opinion on. And as I said earlier, it really is an issue that it's very prominent in our culture wars. And it seems about time for the judges to step in and make a ruling on this.
In a recent article that you produced for the Heritage Foundation, the DailySignal.com, you talked about a reference to the Holocaust. And it was very ironic in the Jack Phillips case. Talk about that, please.
Yes, so I had the opportunity to actually go out to Colorado and see Jack's bakery in person and get to know him. And what I found really interesting in my interactions with him is he was getting particularly emotional when his father was brought up. And what I ended up finding out is his father fought in World War II and actually helped free people from concentration camps. And this, when his father came up, it was particularly emotional for Jack because one of the commissioners in Colorado who ruled against Jack in his case compared not baking a cake to the Holocaust. And that really upset Jack because he says, what his father went through in fighting in World War II and trying to free people who were enslaved in the Holocaust and who were, he saw the horrors of the Holocaust for himself. And so for Jack to now be compared to the perpetrators of the Holocaust, now that his father has since passed away, I think was really, really emotionally difficult for him. And so we produced a video on that particular angle, which I think is important to talk about right now, where we, it seems like all too often in society, people who have political agreements with each other are labeling one another Nazis.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, we're kind of throwing around these terms without perhaps really thinking through, what they really mean and the significance they carry for people like Jack, whose father had personal interaction with those horrors.
Yeah, the Nazi state was absolutely totalitarian, and the idea that you in America have conscience rights that could be easily overturned the way they are for Christian people of conscience these days is just astounding. What if, Kelsey, there were a Muslim baker? I'm sure there's many Muslim bakers in Dearborn, Michigan. You never hear about same-sex marriage cases, coming up there. But I would think that since Muslims don't agree with homosexuality practice and so forth, and in fact they take things much further, as you well know, on that front. Why are their conscience rights not being challenged, and not that they should be? But I'm just curious.
I think that's a fair point, and I think it's pretty undeniable that right now in American society and American culture, being Christian, you have a target on your back.
Yeah.
And it seems, certainly the LGBT lobbying organizations really are trying to challenge Christianity's viewpoint on same-sex marriage. And it's an important distinction to make that Jack will serve anybody. He has never been accused of denying somebody simply because they are gay or a lesbian. Jack denied this couple because he disagrees with same-sex marriage. So it is interesting that, Muslim business owners have not been sued in the same way that Christian bakers and florists and photographers have. But I do think it's important to talk about, some of the intolerances in the Muslim religion that are happening not just in America, but internationally. There are serious human rights violations occurring every day, particularly when it comes to LGBT populations. So I do think that the same people who are targeting Christians really have an obligation to speak loudly about these actual human rights violations that are resulting in some LGBT people actually being killed internationally simply for being gay. We are far from that here in the United States. I think we are lucky where we are. We are a very tolerant society when you look at us on the international stage.
Hmm. Let's take another example. Suppose you have, there are definitely atheists that are in business. Should an atheist printer be forced against his conscience to have to make up some flyers for a local church? And he doesn't agree, with this Bible conference that they're going to have in town. But, you've got to print this up because we demand that, and, their sacred right of conscience should be violated? It's this is so wrong, what's happening. I'm telling you, I've read so much from the Founding Fathers, and that phrase, sacred right of conscience, I mean, you can find that in the writings of George Washington, James Madison, etc. It's a very important point to what America is all about.
Well, that's why a lot of these cases are being fought on the First Amendment ground, on the right to free speech. And a lot of people will look at Jack's case and say, you know, making a cake doesn't involve speech. You simply, you know, throw some ingredients together, put it in the oven, and write congratulations on top. But if you actually look at Jack's work and go into his bakery or watch any of the videos that we produce on the Daily Signal, you see he actually, he considers himself an artist. And I, firsthand, I can tell you that I could not even get close to creating the type of artwork he does on his cakes. It's incredibly impressive. And so it does raise the question, you know, and I do wonder, it's interesting, actually, the couple that is suing Jack. Some of the I read in the New York Times that they do photography in their free time, and one of them is a musician in their free time. And you kind of, if you kind of flip the script, and I'd be curious to ask them, well, how would you feel about being, you know, forced to play or sing about some Bible verse that you personally disagree with, or forced to, you know, photograph something that you personally disagree with. So I do wonder, you know, it's important to always try to put yourselves in the opposite person's shoes. I certainly can understand how you can get your feelings hurt by being turned away from a baker, and I think, you know, that is something to talk about, and you know, if there's anything we can, you know, do to foster that conversation and, you know, perhaps encourage a better understanding and more civil conversations when these situations do arise, I am all for that. But I really would just, I guess, encourage someone who disagrees with Jack Phillips, maybe put yourself in his shoes when it comes to an issue that you personally disagree with.
All right. Now, since you got to interview Jack Phillips and you got to learn more about his story, I understand that when the story first broke, one of the things that happened, the Colorado authorities not only ruled against Jack Phillips and his cake shop, didn't they force him and his employees to go through some sort of re-education classes or something like that? You know, I forget the details, but maybe you can pick up with this, what I'm talking
about. Yes, you are actually correct. They were supposed to, Jack was supposed to go through some sort of re-education training, both himself and his employees.
In America.
Yeah, and the people that he employs are his family members, who are also Christians. You know, it's his mom, who is quite old at this age, and his daughters, who help him out at the bakery. And it's important to note, I mean, Jack has lost a significant portion of his business because he has since stopped baking cakes for same-sex weddings, I believe.
You mean for weddings in general, you mean?
I apologize. Yes, for weddings in general. And his business is suffering because of this lawsuit. And then on top of that, the government is mandating that he retrain his employees to think the same way that the government thinks. It's not just about losing his business or you know, forcing him to speak in a certain way. It's actually the government trying to come in and force him to believe the same things that they believe.
Yeah, that really is amazing. I mean, this is people, even, you know, liberals of conscience should look at this and say, wait a minute, if they're doing this to Jack Phillips today, they could be doing this to me tomorrow. Any closing thought in 30 seconds, Kelsey Harkness?
Yes, I would just go back to what I said earlier about trying to put yourself in someone else's shoes and maybe look at the situation from their perspective. In society right now, we are very diverse. Some people are a lot more religious than others, but I think, you know, sort of putting forth this live and let live attitude, maybe make an effort to get to better understand your neighbor, better understand their religious beliefs, so maybe you can better understand why somebody like Jack Phillips can't in good conscience make a cake for a same-sex wedding.
Okay, thank you so much for being with us. Kelsey Harkness, DailySignal.com, BrightEmail.com for more information. Thanks, Kelsey. God bless and all
thank
the best.
You.
Bye-bye.